I wasn't really an artist at all because I can't draw. But when Miss Domenville came in the picture, I feel like no one really cared about art, really. But when Miss Domenville came in the picture, she helped us put things on the table that we didn't even know that we could do or talk about.
If youth ran the city of Newark, what would they change? Students like Jayla of Great Oaks Legacy Charter High School are answering this question. Sophia Domenville is educating the youth in Newark on how they can create the world they would like to see and using art as the gateway to realize what is possible.
My name is Sophia Domenville. I am a Haitian American abstract expressionist. I'm also the global arts and cultures teacher here at Great Oaks Legacy High School, and I also teach ELA AP honors with 12th grade. Pretty much the basis of my work is to create a platform for young people to rediscover who they are, understand their voice, and let them know that they too can make a change within their communities if they just believe in themselves.
While in South Africa, Domenville established a framework for a cultural immersion program. The Global Arts Program is focused on developing critical thinking skills through art projects. All projects must align with the basic concepts of youth activism and social justice.
Our first project that we did at Great Oaks Legacy High School, which is actually the first art exhibition they've ever had, and this is their second year having an art program. So one of the reasons why I was hired here was to rebuild the art program and also reconstruct the South African Cultural Immersion Program as well. The title of our first exhibition was called If the Youth Ran the City of Newark, What Would You Change and Why? And our students learned the history of the fist, why we raised the fist, the impact of the fist, and also learning the history in South Africa, how it was the youth that helped stop and end apartheid. It was the youth that were fighting on the streets, dying on the streets for their rights as a people to make a change in South Africa. And I wanted to show our students that they too can make those changes, similar to the youth moving forward. So the impact of the work that we created here, using the fists, having them connect them to a social justice theme, what would you want to change in the city of Newark and why? And what does that look like?
Domenville is using her work at NYU to innovate different ways to teach young people about social justice. The students of Great Oaks are making the connection between local and global issues. The program is helping ninth grade student Nikisia and others to fully understand their history.
Well, what I have specifically learned is that you have a voice. What you say can be used against you. So you have to make sure that, especially at this age, like right now I'm 14, and like especially at this age, I need to know that I need to use my voice in order to get the things that I want.
The program has also supported students like Justin to discover new parts of themselves.
The best part of creating art with Miss Domenville is that it was fun, interesting, and she not just had fun, but we learned something as well. We learned that we could express ourselves more, even working with people that we don't usually work with. Like I say outside my group now, I don't sit with my friends. It made me adjust more and adapt to working with others as well.
Courtney Hunt is a sophomore in the global arts class.
I would try to increase the number of trash cans, and I would also try to open more animal shelters because I see a lot of like stray cats and a lot of neglected animals, and I don't think that's really right.
For the remainder of the school year, students will be exposed to the history of global art and design and the influential cultures of Africa, Paris, and India. Domenville's global art students have already learned so much about their history and are inspired to create the change they would like to see in the city of Newark. Freshman Kalila Scott leaves us with a quote that inspired her as a result of the global arts program.
Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced. James Baldwin.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Britt Harley in Newark.